This is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and I'm telling a story from Madrid. Now, it's a story I'd forgotten, if I'm honest, but a lot happened to me on that day. I started it at 11 a.m. DJing in the fan park with Mr. Neil Atkinson to thousands of people, which was an amazing experience. And I ended it DJing at the players' party at 7 a.m. the next day, DJing to less people, but no less fun. And in between all those things, I rapped on stage with John Barnes and had a lot of fun with a lot of friends and drank a lot. And most importantly of all, of course, saw Liverpool lift the European Cup. So you'll forgive me slightly, you know, if a few things kind of went out of my memory along the way. But something I remembered a few months after was that I shared a taxi with a few friends and a couple of people who worked with Liverpool. And a guy called Aidan from Ireland jumped in, and he had an amazing story about how he travelled over without a ticket and then been given one that day from a relation of Divock Origi because he'd lent him a phone charger unbeknown to him who he was lending a phone charger to. And yeah, it was an incredible story. I thought it was his brother from memory, but it transpired it was his cousin. But I told the story on Twitter when I remembered it, and a few people got in touch, one of whom was a guy called Lee who said, I can vouch for this story. I remember this happening because it was Arnold Origi, Divock's cousin, and he gave us two tickets too. We were a family of three and we only had one. And he rescued us and allowed us all to go to the final. And he had a picture of Aidan with Arnold and then obviously a few of himself as well from the moment. And so it was nice to hear it confirmed and it hadn't been some kind of drunken dream. And then a few people put me in touch with Aidan and said he was a good guy. And so I thought it'd be nice to speak to Aidan and sort of reunite, if you like, because we'd only met the once on a pretty magical day, and talked to him about his memory of the final and the day and how it had transpired that he'd got this golden ticket, if you like. And then I thought I'll speak to Lee as well and get his version of the story and his day as well. And then I thought, why not? I'll go over to Helsinki, which is where Arnold Origi plays professional football himself, and speak to Arnold to get his version of the day as well and his side of the story, if you would call it that. So this is the story. This is their story of the day. It's a remarkable story, and I hope you enjoy it.